This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Just came off hour number two, Lee Elsie in hour number one, my guest host on Tuesdays and Thursdays, all the way from New London, Connecticut, our East Coast powerhouse. His stations, I don't know, I think I'm on five or six of their stations all over the state of Connecticut, and Lee is the morning host, and he comes on and opens up for me on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so I get an extra hour for business. All of you know that, you know, I'm not a normal radio talk show host. I'm a businessman. Capitalist evangelist, and I'm out running my businesses, so an extra hour is so valuable to me, you have no idea. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I usually have business meetings, you know, at 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I have a two-hour meeting, and then I rush home and get some work done for an hour, and then start the show an hour late, and that gives me that extra hour to get in my business meeting. So thank you, Lee Elsie, for doing that. I open up hour number three now, which is the 5 o'clock hour here on the West Coast, 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast. Same way I opened up hour number one, telling you that I made an appearance today on Russian national TV. How ridiculous that I'm not on Fox News national TV. I'm not on Newsmax national TV because American TV is scared of its own shadow. It's run by a bunch of rhinos and liberals, or liberals masquerading as rhinos. And that's about the best you can hope for. And they just don't believe in my brand of real conservatism, raw truth, common sense conservatism. And I spent 10 minutes in an interview making the case that Texas is fantastic, opening up as they are, businesses, and getting rid of restrictions and getting rid of mask mandates. And Florida's great, and South Dakota's great, and all these states that had less restrictive rules about COVID did much better, less hospitalizations, less deaths, less cases, and everyone isn't broke and living in poverty. I even pointed out that Israel's broke and living in poverty. Israel, with all my love I've always had for that country, and for Benjamin Netanyahu, it's amazing to me. He went from a conservative to a big government guy, you know, just like a George W. Bush or a Jeb Bush. You think they're conservatives, they're just big government guys masquerading as conservatives, and he locked down the entire country. They've been the most locked down country in the world. The whole thing is a joke, because they just announced that the poverty level of Israel is through the roof. Millions, remember, it's a small country, millions of people that used to work are now on welfare in Israel. The numbers are staggering. Because they closed the economy for most of the last year. You can't close economies for a year. I'm sorry. You can't take people's lives and tell them you can't work anymore. Close your business. You're not allowed to have a restaurant. Go make your falafels at home. No more falafel restaurant. How ridiculous. And they made everyone broke, and everyone lives in poverty and misery like all socialist nations. This is the biggest mistake in world history, locking down. There is no difference in the death rate or the illness rate or the hospitalization rate between lockdown or not lockdown. If there is a difference in some studies I've seen, it's always in favor of the place that doesn't lock down. The place that's wide open has less deaths and less hospitalizations. But for the most part, it's about the same. People are going to get sick. It's a highly contagious illness. It's the flu, but it's 10 times more contagious than your average flu. And so I admit that. That's not a problem. If you're under the age of 50, you're not going to die. If you're under the age of 21, you absolutely aren't going to die. If you're healthy and you're not morbidly obese, you're not going to die. And if you're very old, very sick, or morbidly obese, then you need to stay home. Okay. So 20% of our population can stay home, and the other 80% can do the work and make sure that the economy works. Because as I said on Russian TV today, if grandma's dying of COVID, it isn't going to help her to know in her last days her grandson just lost his business and her great-grandchildren are going to be homeless. That doesn't help anybody. We all need money. That's why capitalism works. We all got to earn a living. We don't want government paying for our lives in poverty. So I made that case. The only thing I forgot, I did forget because, you know, let's say you try doing national TV interviews on the fly and you don't know what people are going to ask you. And I completely forgot one of the greatest arguments of all. And I just dropped the ball on this one. I think I was great making the case that Texas and Florida and South Dakota have done much better than California and New York and Massachusetts and Illinois and Michigan. And lockdowns don't work and masks don't work and freedom works. All that was great. But I should have mentioned, if it's really as bad as you think it is, then why is Biden leaving the border open? Why is Biden the biggest super spreader in the world? He is the super spreader of all time by leaving the border open and inviting literally thousands a day of illegals into our country, many of whom have COVID and many other third world diseases that are going to get us all sick. And one day you're going to wave someone through. And they're going to have an atomic weapon, you know, a nuclear bomb in a suitcase. What do they call those again? There's a name for it. I can't remember the name. A little dirty bomb. They're going to have a dirty bomb in a suitcase, and it's going to take out an entire city, and it's going to be inhabitable for decades to come because you left the border open, number one. Number two, one of the people walking across the border one of these days is not going to have COVID, not going to have TB. All bad stuff. Not going to have polio. Horrible stuff. They're going to have Ebola, a disease that kills 90%. This disease, COVID, 99.98% survival rate. COVID is a walk in the park, as horrible as it is, compared to Ebola, which kills 90%, and you bleed from every orifice in your body before you die. And they're going to walk someone across that border who has Ebola, and they're going to start a pandemic in our country that is going to kill many people, and they're going to die a horrible death, and everybody who gets it is going to be close to death, as opposed to COVID, where most people who get it don't even know they have it. Gee, let's shut down the whole society for that. At what point do we admit that Democrats are committing murder upon the American people by letting illegals into this country who are going to murder us and rape us and attack us and rob us and drunk drive us and kill us while drunk driving and also get us sick with tons of different diseases, including COVID? Why do you want to kill us, Joe Biden? Why do you want to kill us, Democrat Party? At what point are we going to admit this is murder of American middle class? It's what's happening. But I left out the one argument I wanted to really make, that how could you allow these people across the border if you think COVID's such a big deal? How could you say my freedom should be restricted as an American citizen and I can't earn a living, but you're letting illegals cross the border? That's the most outrageous thing I've ever heard. So, you know, all I could tell you is I made some great points on Russia TV and I just finished up with the rest of the good points. And these people are all frauds. It's okay for an illegal to walk into my country, but it's not okay for me to run my restaurant, my bar? Are you out of your mind? And how about the hypocrites? The hypocrites in the NBA. LeBron James and the NBA stars are silent on the Chinese court ruling that homosexuality is a mental disorder. NBA claims to be a woke league, but they're on China's side and everything. Well, every politician's on China's side. I'm telling you, they're all being bribed by China. They're getting money in their Swiss or Cayman bank accounts, their Belize bank accounts. Something funny's going on with all these politicians and all these athletes and all these corporate CEOs. It's all about greed. And China, you know, when you have a dictatorship, a communist dictatorship, you can rip off the people. You can put them in concentration camps. You can steal their money. You can steal their homes. You sell it off. And now you've got a slush fund to pay people off. You can do whatever you want. Who's going to put... Is it Xi, the president of China? Who's going to put him in jail? Nobody. Who's watching him? Nobody. So you're free when you're running North Dakota or China. You're free to do whatever you want and bribe anybody you want. And I'm telling you, Americans are being bribed by China. I'm telling you, the Democrat Party is owned by China, the Chinese Communist Party, and the Mexican drug cartels. Because who is benefiting from this border bigger than the Mexican drug cartels? Nobody. They have free reign now. They can bring in anybody they want. They can bring in all the pedophiles, all the little child trafficking. They could bring in all the women, prostitute trafficking. They could bring in all the drugs they want because Joe Biden has got the border wide open, and that's disgusting. So I don't know what to tell you other than the fact that we have such bad, greedy hypocrites running our country, and the celebrities in Hollywood and basketball, they're all frauds. LeBron James, totally silent on a Chinese court ruling that homosexuality can be considered a mental disorder. Not willing to speak out. And the NBA is the same organization that pulled its All-Star game out of Charlotte after a North Carolina law banned transgender people from using bathrooms that aren't their gender identity. So it's just amazing what fools these people are. The NBA, are they going to pull out of their preseason games out of China? Stop accepting money from Chinese merchandise sales? Speak out strongly about the Chinese nation's decision to promote materials that are clearly anti-LGBT? Of course they're not. It's a joke. And then you got Biden literally calling all of us Neanderthals, the same way Hillary called us deplorables. Biden called us Neanderthals because I don't want to wear double masks like a sheep, like a fool, like a trained seal. Because I don't want to close my business like a trained seal, like a moron who says, give me more poverty. I want to be poor. People are morons. Newsom, governor of California, urges double masking for all Californians. Can you believe it? Double masking. We will not make a terrible mistake like Texas, he says. Texas is reckless. No, your state got people sick because you masked them too long, too strictly, because you locked them down too long, too strictly, because you took away their freedom. More people died, more people got sick, more people were hospitalized, and they're all broke on top of that. How does it feel to leave a hospital? You beat COVID, you're weak, and you're coming home, and you can't afford your apartment, and your business is in ruins. How does that work for people? Does that work well? Sheeple? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling him at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I mean, someone's got to say it out loud. I'll be the guy who says it. If I have to say it on Russian TV because they want to ban me on American TV. The Democrat Party is a criminal party. The Democrat Party is murdering the middle class. The Democrat Party is allowing murderers in our country with an open border. They're allowing COVID in our country with an open border. Biden is America's biggest super spreader, allowing all these people through the border. This is the murder of the American people. That's what it is. I just saw a doctor. God, I should have saved it. There's a doctor, I think in Vegas. I must have read it in the Vegas paper. There's a doctor who was dispensing pills. And he gave a lot of pills to a lot of people, and he made them into addicts, and some of them died. Some of them committed suicide. Some of them died of drug abuse. And he just lost his license, and I think he's going to prison, if I remember correctly. And I remember thinking, what's the difference between that and the Cuomos of the world and all the other Democrat governors who knowingly sent old people to their death in nursing homes with COVID? What's the difference between that and Biden letting all these people in, that some of whom will rape and murder American citizens? Some of who undoubtedly will spread COVID in the middle of a pandemic. You're letting sick people in our country. These are crimes, folks. That's no different than a doctor prescribing too many pills to too many addicts and turning them into dead people walking. And eventually just dead people who die of drug abuse. I don't think that doctor woke up and said, I hope I'm killing people. I don't think he said that. I think he was, willing to do anything for money. And some of the people wound up dying. Some of the people wound up addicted. And you could make an argument he's guilty of many crimes. But in his mind, he just thought he was helping people and making a little extra money doing it. They need pills. I'm the doctor. We'll write it for him. I don't think he thought I'm a murderer. Well, I don't think Joe Biden thinks I'm a murderer. I don't think Joe Biden thinks anything. I think, here's what Joe Biden thinks. Got it? There's no thought going on. If I wrote a book Here's what Joe Biden thinks about how to save America. It would be 300 blank pages. Joe Biden doesn't have a brain anymore. It's been eaten by amoebas. Joe Biden's brain is gone. Time to admit he's got dementia. There's nothing there. He can't be president of the United States anymore. So he's not thinking about murdering people. He's doing whatever. He's a puppet, and the puppeteer is moving his mouth like Weekend of Biden's. The puppeteers are telling him what to do and say. And you know what they think should be done and said? They think the border should be open, let everybody in, let them all vote Democrat. That's what's going on. And they don't worry about how many Americans die because of their crazy ideas. Sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI. With this kind of craziness, you've got to buy gold and silver. You've got to buy gold and silver because it's the only way to save yourself. The financial calamity that's coming, the cataclysmic event that's coming, you got to buy gold and silver. You just have to. And the fact that gold and silver have gone down lately is great. Let people keep selling gold and silver. They must be morons, and this must be government purposely interfering because they don't want gold and silver to go up because it proves that most people have no faith in government anymore. So maybe it's central governments playing games, but it doesn't matter. They always try this, and over the long haul, gold and silver go up, number one. And number two, over the long haul, when there's massive out-of-control spending, gold and silver go through the roof. So today, gold slumped to a near nine-month low. Near nine-month low. Good. I love it. This is ridiculous. Everybody with a brain knows this is the greatest time in history to buy gold and silver. And if it's going down in the face of that, then you know liberals are fixing the system for the moment, but they won't be able to fix what's coming. Because gold and silver are going to be sold out, physical gold and silver all over the country. And when that happens, gold, there's going to be a short squeeze, and gold's going to go through the roof. Silver's going to go through the roof. And the company to go to is ASI, short for Asset Strategies International. They've been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients. They've sold $5 billion worth of gold and silver. Zero complaints. And now Democrats are in control of the country. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bail out broke cities and states. Oh, my God. Stimulus checks for everyone. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. All you have to know is this. Any government that would ban Dr. Seuss is a government that's going to F up the country. And the country's going to go broke because morons are running insane, criminally insane people are running the country. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. 16 years of Christmas ornaments every December sent to me that now hang on my Christmas tree every December. Great people, honest as the day is long. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or visit assetstrategies.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. One more time, 800-831-0007.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text now to 48542. Text the word now to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word now to 48542.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is formally moving ahead with debate on a sweeping stimulus package. Democrats having to clear a procedural hurdle to get it there, and it passed 51-50 with Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie between Democrats and Republicans. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson requesting the entire bill be read out loud.
Rural health care, Section 1003, Pandemic Program Administration Funds, Section 1004, funding for the USDA, Office of Inspector General.
After the bill is read in its entirety, there will then be 20 straight hours of debate. The Pacific Tsunami Center is issuing a tsunami watch for Hawaii. Hawaiians being urged to be ready to evacuate as waves could begin roaring onto the islands this afternoon. This comes as an 8.1 earthquake shook near New Zealand this morning. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, great guest coming up in just a second. Seth John, U.S. military veteran, Paralympian, recently removed from the U.S. Soccer Athletes Council because he does. We'll have him on in just a second. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you're in luck, because normally there's this little window. And instead, even though I can't stand Biden and I can't stand Obamacare, this is a special enrollment period ordered by Biden. I guess it was an executive order that takes place right now through May 15th. Anybody can grab a new health care provider. Anybody can change. Anyone can get a new one. Anyone could shop right now. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org today. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. How's this for credibility? Two things. First of all, they're not a small company. They have over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. And secondly, my personal experience as your host. I'm a member. My children are members. In premiums alone, in just premiums, this is now the sixth year I'm with them, I've saved somewhere between $120,000 and maybe $175,000. Could you use an extra $120,000 in your bank account? How about an extra $175,000? I don't even know the exact number because I don't know how high my Aetna health insurance would be, the premium would be right now. I left them 6 years ago, and it was already $2,000 a month. It would probably be $3,000 a month. So I probably saved in excess of $150,000 over the last 6 years. Can you use an extra $150,000? Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-58-LIBERTY. Check them out. Here's our guest I want you to check out, because he is a brave athlete. Seth John, U.S. military veteran, Paralympian, recently removed from the U.S. Soccer Athletes Council because he is against the kneeling policy. He doesn't think it's right, and the other athletes like the same way Twitter banned me for life because they didn't like what I was saying. They don't like what he's saying, so they remove him. They don't believe in free speech. So welcome to the show, Seth. You have my absolute undying gratitude for being willing to speak out, because very few athletes are willing to do it. You're a good man. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, sir. I feel so fortunate and grateful that you're even giving me a platform where so many other publications just publish their clickbait and whatever they can to get their, put out their divisive rhetoric. So I really appreciate you at least giving me voice. Thank you.
Before we get to the whole story about you, let's just discuss for a minute, that I was banned for life from Twitter about 3 weeks ago. They don't like what you're saying. They just ban you. Isn't that amazing to you? Did you ever think this would happen in America?
No, absolutely not. It's a complete assault on diversity of thought. They can be as offensive as they possibly want to be. I'm referring to the left here, of course, and I'm not even necessarily offended by it. I very easily could be, because I've draped nine of my buddies' caskets with that same American flag. Men who have died fighting for people of color, persecuted people all over this world who didn't even know that they were there. But whenever I voice my opinion and why I choose to stand, I'm condemned for it, and essentially my entire life is turned upside down.
So let's tell everyone exactly what happened. There's a U.S. Soccer Athletes Council, and they literally, their stand is it's fine and dandy that anybody who wants to can kneel for the national anthem, and you said what, and what was their response to that?
Yes, sir. I didn't have too much. I had nothing prepared for the 604-1 policy. I knew how I was going to vote, and I knew a lot of people didn't want me to say anything about it. It was even mentioned before. So one of the chairmen pipes up during it and starts talking about how they're for it. And I was like, wait a second, he doesn't speak for me on this. He doesn't speak for it. This isn't what I'm trying to convey. And I know I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I don't say something now. And so I just brought in a lot of the historical context of the two main reasons why I hear so many athletes kneeling for police brutality, and I throw a lot of statistics to disrupt that particular false narrative, and then also slavery, which, you know, I'm no way minimizing the atrocities of slavery, but my job is to free slaves. I'm an anti-human trafficker, but I simply said 8% of our population is responsible for slavery 200 years ago. The 400,000 plus men died to abolish. Every demographic in the history of time has been enslaved by another demographic. Yet only one nation fought and died, hundreds of thousands of men died to abolish slavery. And you want to kneel? You want to take a knee for the very stars and stripes that they represented while doing so? It's just complete ignorance to me. And it baffles me, especially given that they know what I do for my career. And that's freeing people out of slavery. It just, I can't even wrap my head around it.
Where are you from, first of all, Seth? I really want to know your background. Where are you from?
Yes, sir. I'm from Florida. I live in Georgia at the time, but I grew up in Florida.
Grew up in Florida. What was your background? How did you, first of all, how did you become a Paralympian? And what was your sports background? And how did you wind up as a Paralympian? I guess I could say, how did you wind up in a wheelchair? Is that the proper way to say it?
So I right out of college, I played professional. I signed professional down in South America. I played a season down there. I just realized I didn't want to play a game to define my life. I wanted to contribute more to, you know, being a more selfless and a service-oriented career field. That's what propelled me into the military. I served 11 years, 7 to 8 years of those years within Special Forces. And I had 3 deployments. When I transferred to 20th Special Forces Group, which is a Guard SF unit, I was a law enforcement officer for 4 years. I was 3 years in the SWAT. And in 2010, I was injured in Afghanistan while supporting combat operations in Eastern Paktia province. I was told I'd never walk again. I was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury, 5 spinal cord fracture, peripheral femoral phrenic nerve damage. I was in a wheelchair for quite a while, I made a very remarkable recovery. A lot of my doctors told me I was a bit of a medical anomaly, and I attribute that a lot to my faith and also to, you know, just refusing to quit. And so after that, I went to serve in the intelligence community. I was a counterintelligence special agent. And then I was injured again. I was hit by a Qatar Yusha rocket in the Middle East, punctured lung, ruptured eardrum, mild traumatic brain injury. I went from there to Africa. I served in as a team leader in an anti-poaching unit and a variety of anti-poaching units actually throughout 4 countries in Africa. And I lived there for 2.5 years, and then I went back to sport. I was one of the captains on the U.S. national center side team, and now I work in. Well, I was working before I was canceled, and as an undercover child sex trafficking operative.
I mean, first of all, I got to
say, so much visibility on me, I can't do that now. So.
First, I have to say how impressed I am by you and your background, your incredible recovery from your injuries, the sacrifices you've made for this country. It's so beyond my comprehension that athletes wouldn't say, oh, my gosh, there's one of someone like Seth among us. What, let's honor him. Let's make sure we put him on the cover of every advertisement. You would have been the greatest advertisement ever for soccer and for the Paralympian sports. And instead, they're going against the guy who almost died for his country and almost never walked again for his country and was grievously injured for his country. These people should be ashamed of themselves, Seth.
Well, I really appreciate that, sir. I will never describe myself as a hero. I've walked alongside heroes, and my stories are of me getting my ass kicked all over the world and a bunch of heroes pulling me out. I was very honored to be part of those communities and to be alongside such selfless, some of our country's most selfless and incredible warriors. And as for the athletes, it just baffles me even now how kids look at athletes as if they're experts on much more than throwing, catching, and kicking around the ball, and defer to them as to who they should vote for or what to support. Don't get me wrong, I would never curb their freedom of speech, but I would say generally based, they their positions off their emotive state with no real life experience to substantiate their highly divisive rhetoric. And kids quit hanging on to their every word and start implementing some critical thinking skills and defer to actual subject matter experts when making such important decisions. They're entertainers, nothing more. They're court jesters, if you will. And I was too for a phase of my life, but the message that they're perpetuating is so corrosive to our culture and to our society. And it's just something that I see. I've had so many people, throughout the year, the year and a half, 2 years with this cancel culture movement that said, man, I've been canceled, I've been censored. Is there anything you can do to help me? I'm like, yeah, I'm super sympathetic to them. Like, I'll do whatever I can for them. I'm so sorry you're going through this. But once you experience it, once you feel how bleak and helpless it is,
right.
It just your empathy grows on exponentially. And so that's why I'm so eternally grateful for men and like you and the organization and broadcast, like that just give a platform to people whose voices are suppressed. And that's my point, is that the only mass discrimination, and the key word is mass. I know there's discrimination in demographics all throughout the world, but the only mass discrimination in our country is that of conservative voices, whether you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, native, gay, straight, if you're conservative, you don't have a voice or you're canceled.
Seth, we got to run, unfortunately, because you are an incredible American. You are what America is all about. But I thank you. Keep standing up for America and standing up for the national anthem. Do not let them brainwash you or change your views. You are refreshing, and you are what America is all about to me. A hero and a warrior, someone willing to sacrifice his life and always stands for the flag. You are a good man. Thank you, Seth. God bless you.
I'm humbled, sir. Thank you. God bless you as well.
Seth Jan, U.S. military veteran, Paralympian, recently removed from the U.S. Soccer Athletes Council because he wants to stay. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. It's the New Year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help, by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. I'll give you some more three-letter initials. R-B-N. Remove Biden now. It is so clear that we have a man in the White House, a man in the presidency, who is brain dead. He can't put two words together, let alone two sentences. He can't give the State of the Union. He can't speak to world leaders. We just found out moments ago, Kamala Harris takes a call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on behalf of Joe Biden, because Joe Biden can't talk with anyone anymore. And you know what's funny? You know, when you listen to foreigners, foreign leaders, they all speak with an accent, right? Benjamin Netanyahu has a little bit of an accent. Everybody's got an accent. Any world leader has some accent. It's hard sometimes as an American to listen to someone who speaks English with an accent and understand what they're saying, right? Well, Joe Biden is lost, hopelessly lost. He couldn't talk to any world leaders with an accent and even understand what they're saying to him. And that's why Kamala Harris spoke to Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel as Joe Biden hid somewhere in the basement of the White House. Biden's schedule was so grueling today, he had to have his babysitter, Kamala, take another call with a foreign leader. And don't forget, he can't do the State of the Union. It's absolutely embarrassing. It's disgusting. And meanwhile, the borders are open. He's complaining about COVID. Everyone should double mask. Texas is terrible. Texas is a bunch of losers. And meanwhile, he's letting everybody come in over the border with COVID in the middle of a pandemic. He's willing to let sick people into the United States by the millions. He's got to be removed from office now. The sad part of what I'm saying is, it's like it's a Pyrrhic victory. You know what I'm saying? By Pyrrhic victory, it's like a hollow victory. Because even if we succeed in making the case that he can't be president, he's got to be removed right away, the next person, Kamala's worse than him. So how does that help you? Not quite sure what you do. Little housekeeping, my email is wayneroot@gmail.com. Want to hear from you. How How do we fight these people? How do we take back America? I think, personally, some sort of secession, I call it divorce. Mommy's a liberal, daddy's a conservative, can't live around the kids anymore, got to separate. Some sort of divorce is necessary. Can't live under these people. Can't let them destroy the border and let everybody in. Can't let this keep happening. Can't let them wreck the economy, the entire energy industry, in the name of global warming. Cannot let it happen. And you're not going to be able to stop it. So the only thing I can think of is we got to have some sort of a separation. But I'd like to know your ideas. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. You can still get all my opinions at Parler. Parler's back. It's still not working anywhere near 100%, but it's back. And I've got my 90,000-plus fans there, and hopefully that will dramatically increase soon. So it's at Real Wayne Root at Parler, at Real Wayne Root. And then I've got my daily podcast. If you like my radio show, you love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root, every single day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then a weekend edition is available on Friday afternoon as well. And that's my top 10 stories of the week for conservatives. So check it out, War Raw, anywhere you find great podcasts. Anywhere you download podcasts, you'll find it. A sponsor of this segment of the show is Freedom Health Alliance. And if you want to be healthy, you know what this show is dedicated to? Conservatism and capitalism and entrepreneurship and freedom. But it's also dedicated to being healthy. You know I'm a health enthusiast, and I pop my vitamins every day and my nutritional supplements, and I eat healthy, non-gluten diet, high protein, low carbs, and I work out an hour and a half in the gym every day. I'm on the Energized Health Program, Intercellular Hydration. I do everything right because I want to be healthy and live a long life to see my kids, my grandkids, my doggy Bubba, my fiance Cindy. I want to see everybody forever, for as many years as possible. But I also want to fight the liberals for as many years as possible. I want to save America from communism. I want to be around to do all that. You should want the same exact things. So Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products I personally use and love. Nobody else gets this offer anywhere in America, anywhere in the world. 50% off on 4 products I personally chose to be in the Root Freedom Bundle, saving you 50%. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus liquid vitamin D complex, plus premium probiotic formula, plus natural immune support. This bundle of products, the Root Freedom Bundle, handpicked by me for you at 50% off. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341, 888-910-0341. Use the promo code WAR to get 50% off. These are the vitamins I take, 888-910-0341, or go to freedomhealthalliance.com and choose the Root Freedom Bundle to save 50%. By the way, any advertiser you hear on this program that you're driving and you can't take it down, can't remember the phone number, can't remember the website, just remember WayneRoot@gmail.com. And anytime you want, email me, and I'll let you know how to reach them. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Just had 2 people in the last 24 hours email me about Sam Landis, the tax lawyer who was on my show for so many years. And I forwarded them on to Sam Landis. So anytime you need any of the advertisers or sponsors, WayneRoot@gmail.com. See you tomorrow. God bless. Have a great day.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.